station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Today is not Monday, it's Tuesday.
Thanks for correcting that.
September 4th, folks.
Yeah, wow.
Welcome to the week. Welcome back to life.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. Life. Good morning, Brigetta.
Good morning.
Yes, we're back from a three-day weekend, and I'm tired as always.
Yep.
And, you know, but we've got to be here, so we can't keep talking about that. That's that goes without saying.
Exactly.
So thank you for showing up. You know, I mean, after a long weekend, it's hard to show up for work, I know.
Oh, it's fine. And yeah. I almost didn't make it again today because of shittiness traffic. And then, you know, whenever you're like, that always, like, I'm, like, worried about getting here. Then there's, like, a cop on every corner, and I'm like, great, well, now I have to, like, make sure I'm doing everything right. I kind of freak out.
Right.
And then, you know, like, I get here, I pull up, some guy pulls in first, I'm waiting, I'm like, ugh. And then I get to the elevator, and, like, I push it as fast as I can, and then it stops on the next floor, and then, like, someone gets in, and then it closes, and then it opens again for someone else. And I'm like, but I'm holding the button in. How did you get it in? You know, it's, like, the longest, like, ugh, people.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's one of those days, and I'm having one of those days, too, because I broke out in a huge rash last night, and I still have it all over me, and I'm trying to, like, figure out what it is. You can't really see it, but I can feel it.
You can feel it.
And I'm really, like, my legs are itchy, and I thought it was just, like, going to the beach and, like, you know, like the sand fleas or mosquitoes. First, I thought it was mosquitoes, and then I was like, I think there's sand fleas in your car, and yeah, I don't know if there were sand fleas in someone's car or I have no idea. It was like he went and got his car washed and it came back and I was itchy.
Really?
So yeah, it was really weird. And I'm like, well, we were at the beach. I have no idea. Wow. So then I started freaking out.
I've never heard of those things.
Yeah.
Sand fleas?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And especially when there's a lot of seaweed because there's so much seaweed this weekend. I mean, it was just disgusting. But from I guess there's a storm coming in or something. And there was a big swell in Newport area, so in Laguna, like the waves are insanely huge, but
really?
Amazing. Yeah. But it was beautiful, but it was just
that was
huge.
Yesterday.
This past weekend.
Oh, yeah, the weekend.
This past weekend.
Because we went to the beach yesterday, and the surf wasn't that great, you know. I mean,
that's what I heard. Were you in Malibu area?
Yeah.
That's what I heard. It was really shitty down here.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm down in Laguna in Newport, which is only an hour the opposite way, and they were ginormous.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, this is pretty sick. But so I'm all itchy and I couldn't figure out what it was. Took Benadryl last night, and then this morning I just think I might know what it is now.
Did you eat something?
Yeah. Well, I had a lot of different things, and I thought maybe it was. I had Thai food last night, but it was rice noodles, and they weren't gluten, so I was like, that can't be it. I don't know. The thing I'm thinking of is, for whatever reason, you know Kearns? It's like an all-natural juice.
Yes.
Okay.
I've heard of
it. So whenever I drink those, I'm allergic to them. Like, this same reaction happens. So, but I didn't buy Kearns. I went and bought Trader Joe's version of pineapple juice, and it was all natural, organic. And I drank that yesterday and last night. So I'm now thinking that's what it is.
Yeah, it's possible.
I don't know.
You never know what you're allergic to until you try it, you know?
It's weird because it's like, it's... I mean, it's all natural, so it shouldn't be. I don't know. Maybe they add something else in there. I'm not sure what it is, but whatever. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think natural is like straight from the fruit. You know, I mean, I'm sure they process it with something.
Yeah, I don't know. But Kearns, I can't drink Kearns at all.
Really?
So this is the same reaction that I get when I drink that. So I'm just thinking. I took Benadryl last night, and I feel better, but I still see. I went and worked out this morning, thinking maybe rinse it out, like sweat it out, and I think it just made it come
made
back.
It worse.
So I'm like, this sucks. Yeah.
What are you going to do? I know, we went to the beach yesterday. I got so fucking pissed off because, you know, it's like you go parking, you pay $8.
Yeah.
And then I come back to the car and I have a ticket.
Oh.
Right?
For what?
For parking in a non-designated area.
Oh, now, man.
Now, this was just one of the fucking stalls. I don't know what the hell was wrong with it.
Right.
The only thing I can think of is that was like the access to the stairs or something, you know, to get to the...
Oh, no.
But, you know, it's like I was so fucking pissed off. I'm like, what the fuck is this, $63? So between that and, you know, it's like $70 just to go
to
the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to go to the fucking beach, you know. I could have spent that money, you know, some other place and enjoyed it, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And this is on top of a parking ticket I got earlier this week. When I get to the meter, I get back to the meter like a minute too late, you know.
Wow.
I totally forgot about it. I had a meeting. I put some money in, and I totally forgot about it. And as I'm leaving, I see the ticket. So it's like I never get parking tickets, and here
and
in a week I got two.
That sucks.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm
$63.
Yeah.
Don't you think it's a little crazy? I mean, for not putting a quarter in the meter.
Yeah, I think, you know what? I think I got one too, actually, now that I think about it. I'm so screwed when it comes to, like, I have two tickets, speeding tickets, that I have to take care of. I totally forgot within a week. And I'm like, fuck. You know, it's $400 each. How am I going to
really?
Do that? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What the fuck is it with those fines, man? They're totally out of touch.
I'm really going insane. I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to do half of this stuff right now.
Yeah.
Something better come
through. I know. They're fucking crazy. Where do people find this money anyway? You know, I mean, everybody's struggling with this economy and stuff.
Right.
They expect you to pay $800 for speeding tickets?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
And I haven't had them in 10 years.
Mm. Yeah, I know.
That's such bullshit.
Do you think that's just in California that it's so expensive?
I don't know.
I'm sure other places the fines are not as high.
I haven't lived there in so long, so I don't know. I know in Maryland, it's totally different. When you go in for like a ticket, you have a chance to talk. You either say guilty, not guilty, or guilty with an explanation, meaning
right.
I'm guilty, but let me explain why.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, you know, you're having a baby. Maybe you're racing to the doctor. Maybe, you know, there's reasons.
Right.
So Maryland, they give you a chance to go in and say, why?
Mm.
Here, it's like, I'm so confused because it's like you don't get to say that.
Mm.
And I don't even, and they're weird words. And I'm like, what does that mean? I don't understand what that means.
Yeah. You can go to court though, right? I mean,
yeah.
You can go to court over a ticket and
you
fight
could,
it.
But I mean, what's the point of fighting it?
I mean,
I was speeding.
If you're wrong, if you're in the wrong, then there's nothing you can do, you know?
Right. It just sucks that they make you pay all the money up front. And I'm like, that's not fair. They don't make you do that anywhere else.
Yeah.
So that's kind of annoying. And now I got to come up with $800 somehow.
So they don't have like...
payment plans. No.
No, not that. But... what the fuck was I going to ask? I don't know. I totally lost my train of thought, but it was with the ticket. You know, it had to do with the ticket.
Yeah.
But, so do they have here guilty with explanation too? Or is
no.
it just in Maryland, right?
It's called your infraction, and then I don't know what they call it when you go in. Because I don't know. I've only seen it when people are in court.
Right.
I have never gone for a ticket. But it's weird. You get like two choices, I think. And it's just really weird. It's odd.
Yeah.
And I am like, well, why can't you just talk and say this? Like, just talk and blurt it out. Like, I don't know. You tell me what to pick because it doesn't make any sense to me.
Right.
It's like not even English. I don't know. It's very confusing here.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you have the option of going to traffic school, but... The thing is that
it's $400. You have to pay for the entire ticket.
Yeah, you still have to pay the ticket. That's the point. So when people ask, why am I going to traffic school?
The fuck's the point?
There is a point because then they don't report it to the insurance. So they don't raise your insurance.
Here's what's going on. I have two tickets I got in 2 days.
Mm.
So they both say I can go to traffic school.
I don't think for both. Just for one, maybe.
Well, they don't know.
They do know.
How?
What do you mean? You have two tickets. If you know, I mean, you go to one, and the other one, they're going to say, if you've been in the past 6 months, 9 months, you can't go again, or a year.
But if I sign up at the same time, how are they going to know?
You know what?
Right?
It'll come up.
How?
I'm sure. They'll see that it's the same person going to traffic school two times.
I'll use my first name, then I'll use my middle name.
Okay, then try it. What the fuck?
I don't know.
You'll have to go twice, though.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
But you still have to pay the $400. That's the thing. You know, it used to be you'd go to traffic school and
bullshit.
You don't have to pay it. Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Bullshit. They're like out of control, man.
Seriously.
They're really out of control, you know?
Yeah.
So so you went to the beach. Did you do anything exciting? I mean, did you go anywhere? You went to Orange County.
I did.
Right.
So, yeah. This is kind of funny. So, guys are so freaking weird, I swear to God.
Guys are?
Yeah, especially certain ones. But anyway, so I went down there. I went to this bar. It was pretty cool. And like a sports bar type place, and we didn't know anyone down there, and I made friends pretty quickly with just random people. And they're playing this song, and I was like, this song sounds really familiar, I bet you it's Cass Haley. And they're like, no, it's not Cass Haley, it's blah blah blah. I'm like, whatever. And I go to the DJ, I'm like, if you mix Cass Haley with this, it would sound really good. And he's like, you want a DJ? And I'm like, well, actually, I would. And he hands me this wire, and I plug in the iPad, and I get up, and I DJ.
Really?
So I mix in Cass Haley with the song, and he's like, well, that's pretty damn good. You want to, like, stay up here and guest DJ? I'm like, sure, why not? So he gets down and leaves, goes to the bar, and then leaves me there for, like, but doesn't tell me what to do.
Really?
So, and I've DJed records before, but this is, like, Serato and, you know, all kinds of, all hooked together. And I'm like, I really don't want to touch someone's equipment that I don't know what I'm doing. You know what I mean? It's very expensive, and I don't want to hit the wrong button. He didn't really tell me, like, which button to hit when this song was done so I could switch back to his and go back and forth. Because with the iPad, the next song I hit, like, it's just going to change it automatically.
Right.
So I need to go through his machine and, like, play one, then go back to mine and go back and forth.
Oh, okay. So you were playing it out of your
iPad,
whatever.
So, yeah. And he leaves, and then there's, like, 30 seconds of dead silence. And I'm like, well, I called for you, and you're the idiot who didn't show me what to press.
Yeah.
So everyone starts booing, and I'm like, it's not my problem. It's your problem. So he comes back, and he's like, what the hell? I'm like, you didn't tell me what to push. And I don't want to touch your stuff because I'm not, you know, I don't want to play with your equipment. Like, all this, I don't know what any of that means, you know? So that'd be like me coming in here and, like, pressing shit that I have no idea what I'm doing.
Right.
I'd be like, there's a lot of shit here and I have no idea what the hell is what. So probably not a good idea to start pressing things.
No, he was crazy for walking away like that.
Yeah. So it was pretty funny. And so, like, he's like, oh, press this. And I'm like, but it says stop. But okay. See, how would I know that, you know? So stop really means start. All
right.
So I got the, like, hang of it, and I was playing, DJing and whatnot. And when I'm DJing, like, I'm not listening to the words because I'm trying to match the beats together,
right?
So I have the headphones in, and I'm trying to match, you know, the next song with what's on now. And I guess the DJ had played a song about a girl having a boyfriend, and he was going to fuck her anyway right in front of the boyfriend, something like that. I didn't listen to the words. I didn't know. So the song plays, and this was the song that he picked. And then I was matching, like, whatever. And he gets down, he goes and sits at my table. And they start, you know, they're cheersing and they're having drinks. And I'm like, oh, that's cool, whatever. I'll just continue playing music, no big deal. And I had a blast. And I realized I was up there probably for, like, half an hour, maybe 40 minutes. I wasn't drinking. Like, I have one drink, so it wasn't like, you know, I'm completely sober. My table was pretty drunk.
Were they really?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was pretty drunk. So anyway, long story
short. The DJ was drunk?
The guy that I was
with. Oh, the guy you were with. Okay.
So long story short, I get down and he's like, that guy is totally hitting on you. I'm like, he's not anywhere near me. What are you talking about? And he says later on to me that the DJ played this song deliberately. And then after he played that song, came down, cheers to him to be like, yeah, I'm going to fuck your girlfriend. Huh?
Really?
And cheers him. Doesn't say it, but kind of like insinuates with the music. And I'm like, you're wasted. So wasted out of your mind. How does this interpret anything? So it became this huge, like, ordeal where I was having a blast thinking, well, I'm just having fun.
Yeah.
Randomly, I get to DJ in this bar. I meet the manager. I meet the bartenders. I'm now friends with everybody here. I can't wait to come back for football season, which is, by the way, Wednesday. You know, I now have a cool spot, and I'm going to get hooked up because I made friends with everybody.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess DJ, this is pretty rad. So we leave, and I now get the gist of what he's thinking. Uh-huh. And he's like, oh, the boyfriend. I mean, oh, the DJ just wanted to screw you, this and that. And I'm like, you're insane.
Yeah.
You have all this made up in your head. And I'm seriously thinking it's all made up in his head until I get a text message from the DJ saying,
wow.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Really?
And I'm like, oh, what? So maybe it's not made up in my head,
right.
and or made up in his head. Maybe this really was a scenario that you as a guy were watching. I don't know. Because who the hell listens to words of songs anyway? I don't.
Yeah, but why would the DJ say that in the first place? I mean, why would he, like, walk up to the guy and say anything?
Well, he didn't say anything. He was just like, hey, whatever, and starts cheersing.
Oh, okay.
But he took it as... The DJ deliberately picked this song,
right,
you know, and saw that we were together. We come in together and we're at the table together and deliberately picked this song. And then all of a sudden comes up and is like, yeah, I'm going to do this. You know, yeah. Like he took it as like a douche moment. And I'm like, right. I think you invented it is what I was saying. But now I don't think so because the DJ actually texted me that.
Right. Yeah.
So I was like, that's weird. So weird. I don't know. It's like, but this is my point of girls are so oblivious sometimes. I'm naive. You know, I think I'm just having a good time
DJing. I think
DJing.
You are. Yeah, you are naive, you know, because you don't realize what people are looking at when you walk in, you know. And I mean, how did he get your phone number anyway?
Why because when we were sitting up there, long story short, my friend invented Serato, which is all the equipment that every DJ uses to mix. It's so you can mix CDs with, you know, iPads, with anything. It's the actual, like, really well-known equipment. And he's like, you're not friends with him. And I'm like, yes, I am. And he's like, no, he's all the way in New Zealand. And I'm like, I know people, trust me. And he's a very good friend of mine, whatever. And then I was also like, you know, coming down to this, it's a new place. My guy was moving down there and I'm like, oh, I want to make friends. I was thinking just making friends. Plus, I don't know. He's like, if you ever want to guest DJ again, you know, I'll invite you. I'm like, that'd be really cool. And I'm thinking, yeah, I want to guest DJ. That'd be so rad.
Right.
You know? So I gave him my number to be like, yeah, sure, text me if you want me to guest DJ again. Because that's how it was played out and said.
Right.
Nothing else.
Yeah.
So.
You see, the thing is this.
I guess I'm that dumb. I don't know.
No, the way you go about life is the normal way for you. You know, you don't know anything else and that's normal for you. But I think it can get in the way with guys, you know, because you're very outgoing, you know. Guys hit on you all the time. It's hard for a guy to deal with that.
Is it?
Yeah. Because the thing is, you go out, you want to have a good time with your woman. You don't have to start dealing with fighting with other guys over her.
But I wasn't trying to fight.
No, I know. I'm not saying that you were.
So I have a question. So because, you know, one of the things he said was, you know, you're the first person that brings out these weird feelings and and these situations that I don't ever want to be in. So I'm not really sure how to handle this. And I'm like, well, I don't know what to tell you because I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
So I feel like you're just not confident and it's not like I'm doing anything wrong. I just wanted a DJ.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, like I said, you know, the thing is that I can't see you in a relationship anyway. You're so all over the place, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. You're all over the place. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's threatening to guys when you go out with a woman and she starts talking to other guys.
Even if I'm... But it was literally...
It doesn't matter why. Because, you see, that's the thing. You are oblivious to the DJ, to his thoughts and feelings towards
you. But here's the thing. If I came with you, you know I'm leaving with you. You know I care about you. And this guy, he can talk to me all he wants, but I'm not even listening because you can watch. You're right there and you see that I'm mixing music. That's
right.
What I'm doing.
Yeah.
I may ask a question here or there about blah, 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 blah. Oh, okay, it's this. Okay, yeah. Got it. Blah, blah, blah.
But it's macho thing. You know, I mean, guys don't want to have to
do it. So it's really a confidence thing. It's an issue that a guy needs to figure out.
Yeah. I just don't know that it is a confidence thing. But at the same time, you know, when you're in the guy's position, you have to understand... You know what? Think about it in reverse. What if it happened the other way? Okay.
Well, that's what he was trying to say.
Yeah. Let's say you're not that outgoing. You're going with a guy who's like into everybody except for you when you go out. You know, because I mean, if you're talking to other people, you're not talking to him.
You know, I thought that I was being very extra like careful this time. Like I really was. And I will say he got to go to the bathroom, and this guy on the side reached over and said, I have a question to ask you. And I said, yes. And he goes, I want to go approach a table. And there's 7 girls at the table. He goes, there's only 2 girls that we're only 2 of us. There's only 2 girls we want to talk to. What should we do? because they were having a debate and they were sitting right across from me. And I go, which table? And he goes, I can't tell you because you're awkwardly staring at them. So, of course, I look around anyway and I'm like, oh, that table. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I go, honestly, you should buy them if you want to know what, you know, you can do. But if you were to buy a round of shots for the whole table, and that way you're in with the rest of the girls right away. Because you as two guys walk up, start talking to two girls in a group of seven, the rest of the girls are going to get bitchy.
Right.
And they're going to be all irritated and like, oh, God, blah, 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 blah. But if you buy the whole table shots, they're all happy.
Yeah,
then you can move
sense.
In.
Yeah.
Then you can move in and talk to the two girls you really wanted to talk to. Mm. So as this is happening, my guy comes back from the bathroom and is like, what's going on? And I'm like, oh, and doesn't say anything. But I'm like, oh, blah, blah, blah. You know, these guys want to do this. Just no big deal. And so I wanted to lay it out there that that's literally what happened.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And then they went up and started talking because the guy plays.
But wait a minute. That's not practical because how much is a shot? Like what? $8, $10 or something?
There was like a happy hour. So
yeah.
I think it was like
you
four.
You multiply by seven people. That's a lot of money just to
four
walk up
seven,
to a girl.
28?
You know?
$28? You can't spend $28?
Is that all it is?
Four times seven.
$4 for a shot?
Four times. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
For that.
But still, $30 just to be able to talk, to walk up to them is kind of weird.
You're two guys. You're spending $15 each.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Right, think about it. So if you're that cheap, then the hell?
Yeah. We got a phone call. Hang on. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Sam. This is Chris in beautiful Colorado. How you doing?
Hey, Chris.
Hello.
How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, Brigetta.
Hello.
I'm just going to chime in on your guy issue.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm a guy.
Yes.
With my girl, she's been around the block, and I don't ask. I don't really want to know.
Right.
Because she's with me. I agree with you. He's
right.
with you, but you got to make it known. But he's got self-confidence issues.
Yeah.
Which is not a bad thing, because it keeps him on his toes for you.
Right.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He totally flipped out, because he's normally... Okay, have you read 50 Shades of Grey?
How old is he? How old is he?
31.
Yeah, he's at that age. When you get to be older...
Yeah.
I went through a marriage. I just don't care now.
Right.
Yeah. She's been through a bad marriage. Sam's been through one.
Right.
We don't care. If they're going to be with us, they're going to be with us.
Right.
Yeah. I guess you're right.
You have to worry. You have to break them and fix them, unfortunately.
Right.
Yeah.
And see, that's just, yeah, and that's what's so, I'm trying to, but he is used to dating girls that are more timid because he's very controlling.
Yeah. Right.
And I...
Yeah, you are not that girl.
No.
That's the thing. You're totally out of control as far as he's concerned.
Well, that's what he says, but I'm like, honestly, we're the exact same.
Mm.
Except I'm going to, like, he's very talkative when he wants to be, and I'm like, go for it. Have fun. Like, I know you're coming back to me at the table. What's the big deal?
But here's the thing. If you really like this guy, you have to kind of tone it back. Also, until he gets used to you and has that trust.
Okay.
That makes sense, yeah.
I mean, but also, never lie to the guy.
I don't.
Straightforward.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, the thing is that I don't want to quickly judge the guy, because I don't know what it's like when he goes out with Brigetta. You know, maybe, when you're not used to dating someone like Brigetta, I think it's hard to get used to it, you know, because you're very outgoing.
I talk
very
to the wall.
Social. I know, yeah. But some people can't deal with it because they figure, look, I'm going out with her and we're together and that's who we should be into.
And I will tell you.
Out of his comfort zone with you.
Yeah. I will say that this time, though, I tried so hard to just stay in the table, in the zone, and then literally got offered a DJ just because I was literally like, well, this song sounds like Cass Haley. And we made a bet. And next thing you know, the DJ was being sarcastic. What, you want a DJ? And I'm like, actually, I do.
Yeah. You got to remember that everything a guy says to you and everything a guy offers to you, it all evolves around sex. You know, they want to...
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
They want to get you to bed. That's it. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, not to minimize your effect on people. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that, you know, you're not attractive enough for this. But what I'm saying is guys constantly think, you know, because... Think about it. If I walked up there and said this thing, he would never ask me if I want to guest DJ.
Well, guess what? After me, a guy came up and said, oh, can I guest DJ? And he let him. Because I was like, I'm done. I'm going back to my table.
Well, that was his way of kind of deflecting it away from, oh, no, I'm not trying to fuck you. Oh, no.
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
He was a dog. That's bullshit. See, my thing is, if I know somebody Or if they're, for a while I went through a streak, well, I got along really well with women. I mean, I clicked with them. Women who were very taken or very lesbian.
Right. Okay.
I don't know why. So, you know, I was just more comfortable. And then I got to go after the single ones, and, you know, today works well. But if it was, if the gal was with somebody, my line has always been, if she's with somebody, it's clear, I'm not doing shit with them. I talk to them both.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
You know, and I was a DJ for a while also, years ago. And that was, you know, I was a major dog.
Okay.
Really?
I didn't ask.
I'm so naive to this. I don't know. I was just...
Should be.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, that's weird that it's, you know, that it's strange to you and new to you, you know, because...
You know, I have so many guy friends. I have so many guy friends that
and
I just...
And they'd all fuck you if they could. I bet
you. But not any of them has.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying they would.
See, I don't necessarily agree with you there. I mean, if you know somebody well enough where you're good friends with the girl or guy, and you think of them like a relative, and I have very hot friends that...
Right.
Now that I know him well enough, it's like there's no way I could fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I guess I have to turn my card in on that, but I'm just saying. I'm not proud of myself. How's that? It's like, you know what? We've all talked for a while. If I was out there by myself and single, I'd flirt with Bridgette a little bit. I probably wouldn't want to fuck her just for the fact I know her.
You know, Chris, give me a fucking break.
That's not an ominous thing. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Give me a break.
Besides, I'm 6'6". I'm too tall for you. But anyway.
How tall are you?
6'6".
Wow. Oh, my guy's
6'3". That's tall, man.
Oh, he's 6'3".
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was that once. Until they chopped off your legs.
That's funny.
There
You're
you go.
Hilarious.
But no, you just gotta cut the guy a little bit of slack.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
If you're having to really tone it down a lot for him, like several times, that's not you.
Yeah.
You
exactly.
Change too. It's
exactly.
Like, buddy,
you know.
How many different ways can you make this guy known that you're with him?
Exactly, and that's what I'm kind of like, I don't even know how to fix it at this point, because now he's like so, he got really, really drunk, drunker, because he had enough, and then we go back to my place, and he, like, all this stuff came out, and I'm what? Wow.
So let him go with you, make sure he does, make him play DD, from now on, you guys go out, don't drink,
right,
and let him see how you interact, and...
Right.
Alcohol is a great equalizer, but it also makes people, it brings out their true personality.
Right.
And I'm the biggest lesbian on alcohol.
But
I don't drink like I used to either.
You're funny. I wasn't even drinking. That's the thing. I was just like this.
Yeah.
But he was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but that's the thing. I think you're a handful and, you know, you need someone who's really confident in themselves, I think.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. And someone who's used to that.
Young.
Yeah, I think also someone that likes to go out and talk to a lot of people and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you both go your own ways and you come back at the end of the evening. And, you know, if that's what you want to do, then that's what happens.
Right.
You know?
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chris, how's the weather up there? Are you guys really hot up there?
We hit our 40-something day of 90. The other day, and we're like 15 days from the record. It's in the 80s today.
No, nice. Yeah.
Not bad. Yeah, I am so looking forward to fall where weather's changing. And yeah, it's football. And by the way, Bridgette, I'm doing fantasy football for once this year. And yes, Falco is one of my quarterbacks.
Woo!
I had to turn away from your defense. You guys lost one of your backs.
I know. I'm a little scared myself.
I was going to say something. What the hell? But I was like, no, I know how she is with her little Ravens.
Yeah. I'm a little scared, too. We're playing we're the Monday night game, and I'm a little scared. We're playing the Bengals, so we'll see what happens. There's been so many changes this year.
Yeah, who worries about the Bengals? Come on.
Well, because last year, was it last year? It was last year. We were like, we won a lot of the games, but we lost the first game to them.
Oh.
And then we won. And then it was like, I think it was the third time we played. I think we won just barely.
Yeah.
Or I can't remember.
They've had your number the last few years. That's true.
Yeah. And there's so many changes this year, so we'll see what happens. I don't know.
Well, see, we have Saint Payton here, although it drives me up the wall. But we have Saint Payton, patron saint of crooked necks.
Yeah.
And we got We got Pittsburgh Sunday night.
Oh, damn.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have no backups.
Shitsburg. Shitsburg. I know.
I hate Pittsburgh.
So do I, with a passion. So I'm going to I'll be rooting for you guys.
Yeah, you're a Bronco guy, right?
I've been a Bronco fan since the second Super Bowl they lost way back.
Really?
Pre-Elway days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Way back in the 70s,
but
when I was a lot younger and didn't know what the hell was going on.
Yeah.
I think they've always been a strong team, though. I remember when the Raiders used to be down here in L.A., I was a big fan, and that was like the biggest rivalries between them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? It still is. Now we got the Queefs, the Chiefs. Yeah, right.
There you
That's
go.
Good. Yeah,
San Diego's now are hated. We hate Philip Rivers, that whiny little bitch.
Yeah, he's a whiny little
Raiders,
bitch.
Raiders, since Al Davis passed, now they're actually getting decent. I hate to say that. But, yeah, Raiders will come around. They'll be back. But,
yeah.
We'll
see. Who knows when? Yeah.
I totally forgot.
They're coming.
Yeah. I had a dream last night, and I totally forgot about this, and this just reminded me. I had a dream that our expansion team was here. This is so funny. And their outfits, this is going to sound so dumb, but they were like, I can't remember what we called them either, but I had the name and everything, and like the team is here, and I was like.
It was probably something after you, because it's all about you.
Yeah.
The blank. Yeah.
No, I think it was like not the Angels, but it was something like it was very creative, like how I thought of it in my dream. I don't know, it was weird. And I remember their outfits, and there were two teams obviously created. It was so weird. It was the craziest dream now that I think about it.
Well, they're building it. They're working on, from what I understand, in your neck of the woods, they're building a stadium down there. They want a pro team.
They do.
If they have a naming thing, you got to remember that name. That,
I know.
Yeah,
the problem with it, though, is that everyone who lives here, majority is not from here originally. So you've got people that are here that are, you know, we have a huge Ravens bar fan base. Mm. There's Steelers people everywhere.
Right.
There's, you know, New York people everywhere. It's like there's no way in hell I'm just going to be a Ravens fan for life. I will never change. Neither will any of these people. Now, given... I will go to the games if they're here because it's right here.
Right.
And if my team's playing especially, but I go to Chargers games. And I go to San Fran if I have to, you know, if my team's going to be there.
Right.
So I'll go anywhere nearby. I'll go to the games. You know, I would probably go to them, but I'm not going to vote or I'm not going to be like cheer on the LA team. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that depends. Oh. You know, I mean, maybe, you know, you develop sort of an attachment to the team once they're here.
Mm-mm.
And it's different, you know. I mean,
that'll never happen.
You know, I mean, when the Rams were here, it was cool. But I think when the Raiders came, it was really like a strong team.
Yeah.
And
years ago.
We liked it at the time. Yeah, I mean, and that was the golden days.
Raiders should have never left Oakland. Oakland was Oakland's. Raiders town. I mean, not to knock y'all down, but
yeah, no. I mean,
Raiders,
the thing is,
when they went to L.A., it was like it just doesn't.
Because they're ghetto.
Yeah, they had great.
They're ghetto.
They had a great lineup, but they kept on fucking losing. They were struggling here.
I remember when it was L.A. Rams.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I mean, the Rams were good.
Vince Ferragamo, he was a quarterback for my alma mater in Nebraska.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
We play UCLA this weekend, by the way. But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
So I remember those. You guys need a football team down there. You're big
enough.
We
do. We do. I mean, it's the second largest city in the country. We don't even have one.
No.
Some cities have two. So.
Well, New York has two. You guys could take Tebow.
Right.
Yeah.
Didn't
say that with a straight face.
Yeah. But yeah, that's it.
Only virgin in LA.
Yeah.
Seriously, right? He wouldn't last that long if he were here. No way.
I think he would. Give me some rice.
I don't know.
Who knows?
I'm not sure I really believe that.
Oh, fair well.
Enough. A virgin in which hole? I'm kidding. On which end?
I'm not going there.
What?
That's up to you, princess. Anyway, guys, I got to get going. I got an interview to go to, so
Alrighty.
I will talk to you
thank
later.
You.
Good
yeah.
luck, Rosetta.
Yeah, thank you.
Good luck with the interview, man. I know it's tough.
Thanks,
so. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, would you vote? Would you be, you'd be down for a team, obviously.
Yeah, it depends if I like them or not. But,
right.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to have a football team here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be nice, you know. It feels kind of like empty without one. You know, you're constantly watching mm-hmm. other people, other teams and stuff. And, yeah.
Yeah.
So
I'm really stoked for the games this week. I can't wait.
Oh, so it's starting tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, who's playing tomorrow? I can't remember. I don't know why I thought the Saints were playing
first. Wednesday.
I thought so too, but yeah. It's happening.
Yeah.
So, in fact, I'm looking at the schedule. I'm trying to find it up right now.
Mm-hmm.
See who's playing tomorrow. Oh, here we go. Dallas at New York Giants.
Yeah, well, of course, Dallas. They always have to make those games with Dallas because they
right.
still think it's America's team. But it hasn't been for 35 years, folks.
Yeah,
wake up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you know what's great is I'm really excited for Monday's game. The Bengals are at Baltimore, so now that makes me feel better that we're playing at home.
Mm.
And that'll be on ESPN, which is awesome. But yeah, for you who are listening this Wednesday at Dallas at New York Giants, it's 8:30 p.m., which will be 5:30 p.m. our time.
Right. And the rest of the games are Sunday, right?
Right. This will be on NBC, so we'll be able to see it on regular TV, which is good. And then, mm-hmm. yeah, Sunday starts the normal season.
Yeah.
So, you know, what's funny is there's two games on Monday. You know, Cincinnati at Baltimore, it's 7 p.m., so that is really 4 p.m.
Mm.
And then there's a game, San Diego is at Oakland, which that should be interesting. That's weird.
Yeah.
San Diego's playing the Raiders at 10:15 p.m., which would be 7:15.
Oh, wow. So there's two games back-to-back,
yeah.
Huh? Wow.
Yep, and they're both on ESPN. So
they decided to give us a lot of football this season, I guess.
And then,
maybe
yeah.
Maybe I should get into it this season.
And then there's one. Yeah, they've changed a lot because then they're doing them on Thursdays now. And normally we don't have football. That's really interesting. We don't have football on Thursdays until later in the season.
Well, I think they started from the beginning last season, didn't
no,
they?
No,
no.
No? We didn't have it until, I think it was like Thanksgiving Day. It was like the first Thursday they had it, and then I think it started thereafter, but we never had them on.
Yeah, no,
Thursday.
We
did we?
No, not always, but.
Or maybe I'm retarded. I don't know.
But
I can't
they started
think.
Maybe a couple of years ago or so.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's interesting.
Yeah.
Cool.
I know. So football, maybe I'll get into it. Who knows?
You should play on my. I still have one more on my fantasy draft. We're skipping this week because everyone was away, so we're doing our draft this weekend.
Mm.
So if you'd like to play, we have one more spot open. It makes you learn.
Right.
You know, you learn quickly who all the players are, and then, you know, because you get a list of, you know, the top players, and you kind of go in order by picking that way. So
right.
even if you don't know what you're doing, you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And you have players from all different teams, so you learn quickly.
Right.
So, yeah, pretty cool.
I'll have to try that sometimes. I never played it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's so fun.
Hmm.
Super, super fun. Yeah,
sounds
I'm looking
good.
At the schedule now. I need to stop looking at it because I'm getting really excited.
Yeah, let's see what else is in the news today. You know, apparently this company came out with a tool that lets you analyze your Facebook data, which is really cool, you know. So it's like analytics, but for Facebook. So it, like, gives you statistics about your friends, about your posting activity, where people are located, you know, by continent and country and things like that. So it's pretty interesting. It's from, if you guys want to look it up, it's a company called Wolfram Alpha. And if you just Google that, you'll see that there's a, I think you can download it, or actually you just access Facebook with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't wait to go home and try this out and see what it's about, you know.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty cool to analyze this shit. You know, one thing I wish they had is that LinkedIn has is that it would tell you who has been on your page, who has looked on your profile.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
That's
I do
pretty
like that.
Cool, huh?
But then again, I don't want that because I don't really care who's looking at my Facebook page.
Right.
Because I post things all the time.
Right.
And then it's like, then you know what I mean? If you're on someone else's page, then they know.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh,
that's
I
true.
Don't want them to know.
But yeah, maybe that's why they did it, you know? Also, when you invite people to a page, it never lets you select all of them. Did you notice that? Because I think they don't want people spamming everything.
Oh.
So, but, you know, I mean, if you want to invite someone to a page, you've got 4,000 fucking friends. What are you supposed to do?
Right.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things I don't understand about how they run this, but, you know, as users, we don't see the whole picture.
Right. What's funny is, you know, I used to be able to link my fan page to my regular page, and I can't do it anymore. I don't
what
know
do you mean
to,
link it?
Like,
how would you link it?
Like, when I tag a photo, it tags on this page kind of thing.
Right,
like, it's not doing that.
It doesn't, I mean, the tagging with Facebook is the worst fucking thing I've ever seen. It's like so unpredictable.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes it'll let you tag someone, sometimes it doesn't.
Right.
It doesn't let you tag yourself in pictures. I don't know if you noticed that. It doesn't let me do that.
Yeah, it doesn't let you tag anymore. And it used to let you tag. And
yeah.
I'm like, what's going on? That's
you know,
weird.
So now you can tag some. You know, you used to be able to tag pages. Now you can't tag pages anymore. I don't know what the fuck's going on, man. But it's really irritating.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and they keep changing it on us. And, you know, people are like spending a lot of time on Facebook. And for you to start changing things all the time is irritating.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I did want to say, totally off the subject, because I'm looking on Facebook now. That's why. Love Darling, who we had in the studio.
And, couple weeks ago.
Yeah. They have their album release show in Hollywood tonight. Vinyl is the New Black is what they're saying. So it's tonight at 9 p.m. And I forget where it is, but I'm going to click on it and let you know. Actually, yeah. You can just Facebook me and then I'll tell you
probably
later.
The Whiskey or the House of Blues, one of those.
No, things. It's in Hollywood. It's somewhere different.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I can't remember. It's
like the place we mentioned, like the, what's it called? God damn it. I forgot. That hotel with the small place on Highland, is it?
No. I don't know. I'm clicking on it, and it's not... Hemingway's. It's at Hemingway's.
Oh, Hemingway's.
Yep.
Okay.
At 9 p.m. So
I
that's pretty
meant,
cool.
I guess Hotel Cafe, I think that's
oh, yeah, like, yeah, yeah, like that place. You know what's funny is I didn't realize that... because I was, like, watching... I watched the new L Word or whatever, the real L Word, occasionally. And I mean, I like it. It's funny. And I didn't even realize that, yeah, she's all in the show.
Really?
A lot of the show, yeah. So that was pretty interesting.
Who's in the show?
Shay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's
from the band.
Yeah, yeah, she's been in there a few times.
Oh, wow.
So I thought that was pretty interesting because I didn't even realize.
Yeah, it is interesting. Mm-hmm. How cool. Yeah. Well, related to Facebook, this is interesting that police are using social media now as a crime-fighting tool. And what they do is, you know, if when they have suspects and shit, they go on Facebook. You really have to be careful with this Facebook, you know?
Cause yeah.
It can come back to haunt you later on in your life. You know, like doing a porn film, you know? Where you might regret it later, you know? It puts
okay,
it out
explain.
There. What?
Explain.
Okay, when you do a porn film, it stays with you forever, you know? I mean, it's like you can't make it go
well, yeah,
away.
I would never do a porn film. That's never happening, ever.
So
ever.
That's what I'm saying. With Facebook, it's the same thing. You know, it's going to follow you forever. So you want to be careful of the things that you post, the things that you say, you know. And that's why I decided no more politics. I only respond to people's posts. I don't post anything anymore. All this name calling that happens is just like, you know, enough of this already.
Yeah.
You know, why can't we just debate things and, you know, in a civilized way rather than call each other names. But
name,
you know,
calling is just so cliche. I mean, like, seriously, who name calls?
Yeah. No, because I mean when you do name calling, it's like you're admitting you don't have anything to say.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, you are an idiot. Yeah.
So we have well, on Thursday, Fashion Night Out, which is a huge event where Robertson basically shuts down and, like, they open all the stores and then you just walk around. It's craziness.
Wow.
Stores from 6 to 10 is Fashion Night Out. And they started in New York a couple years ago and LA has caught on the past couple years. And it's Melrose and Robertson that are the main ones. There's fashion shows galore. Kind of like a kickoff to Fashion Week that's coming up, sort of. But
yeah.
There's parties in every store. A lot of them you can just go, but some are exclusive. You have to be invited. But I'm pretty excited because I'm going to the main event. And I'm excited about my gift bag that I'm going to get. That's all I really care about.
Yeah, I guess.
I want my gift bag. I want my gift bag. That's what I want. But I'm really stoked about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess congratulations are due to you for the Harley Davidson thing,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
You posted pictures and stuff. And
yeah.
So you became like the Harley girl now, the cover girl, right?
What is so funny is that I didn't even know it was out. And I didn't even know I'd be cutouts in the store or anything.
Yeah.
And I got this text message from a friend of mine who was in Park City. city. Well, actually, I guess he's he works at the Harley store in Salt Lake. And he texted me a photo, and it's me as larger than life. I mean, it's like three times tall as me, right. Maybe four times taller than me, hanging from the ceiling of their store.
Wow.
Huge flag of me. Uh-huh. And I'm like, holy shitballs. Oh, my God, I didn't even know they were doing that. Like, wow. I don't know. I assume, but I wasn't sure. Uh-huh. And you never know when you shoot because you don't know what pictures turn out good and what didn't.
That's
or
true,
whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then I got the cover of the fall catalog and the 2013 catalog and the 110th anniversary.
Mm.
So that's out in stores now. You can actually walk into any Harley Davidson store anywhere in the country or all over the world.
Mm.
And I am all over the place, and you can pick up the catalog in any store as well. And it was cool because when he texted me, I was like, okay, I was driving. So I went and stopped at the Harley place near Long Beach.
Uh-huh.
And I walked in, I ran upstairs, and I was like, okay, they have it's a smaller store. So they've got little mini posters of me everywhere. And I'm like, this is really cool. And then I went to Huntington Beach. We were just stopping there to get food. And I'm walking along Huntington Beach, and I'm like, why am I hanging in the window of the store? And I look in, and I'm like, oh my God, it's a mini Harley clothing store that was on Huntington Pier. I didn't even realize that and I'm like, oh my God, this is so cool.
Yeah.
So I actually took my poster down and I kept it.
Oh, really?
And I was wondering, like, will I get in trouble for stealing my own photo?
Yes.
I mean, really?
It's not your
but
photo.
I'm stealing myself, but it is my photo.
No, it's your image, but you already signed away the rights for it.
But I want it.
And they can use it any way they want.
I think, I mean, but then
you
I was
can
laughing.
Steal anything.
Then I think it would be funny. Like, what if I actually got in trouble for stealing my own photo?
Yeah.
It would make the news. It'd be hilarious.
Huh?
It'd be like, what? I wanted to steal myself.
Yeah.
No one gave me any of them. I didn't even know I was in here.
I could see the headline, you know, a woman in love with herself steals a poster.
But I mean, why not? I want a poster of myself. I think it's cool. I want it.
It is, yeah. Well,
so I
ask
took
them
it.
For one.
They're I like, did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, but I took it off the front window, and I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have taken it off the front window.
Yeah.
But whatever. At least because I was on the front window.
Right, yeah. But that's a cool fucking Harley jacket you're wearing in the picture, man.
Thanks.
On the catalog.
Yeah.
Did you ask him for one?
No, I didn't. I should have.
Yeah.
I know.
They probably cost a lot of money, these jackets, huh? It's
I'm
like
not
leather
sure.
jacket.
I'm up for
it's
another
really
shoot,
good.
So we'll find out if I get this one, too.
Yeah,
so,
ask him to keep the clothes. What
I should.
The hell?
I need it. I mean, they have the cutest stuff. They really have a lot of cute jackets, and their helmets are really cute, too. Mm. So if you get the catalog, you can walk into any Harley store. There's tons of them all over L.A. Pick up the catalog, and then you'll see all the stuff they have, because these are just a couple of the shots I showed are just the ones that are on display everywhere.
Right.
But there's tons more inside the catalog.
I see. And a lot of pictures of you inside as well?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So I'm pretty excited because there's some really cool ones.
Were there other girls in the catalog too, or is it just
you? There's three of us.
Oh, three. Okay.
Three main girls and then I think three main guys. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm pretty, cool. I'm like, yeah, I got cover. That's pretty rad. Even though it's like my jacket.
Yeah,
but,
so if anybody wants like a life-size poster of, actually you said three times as large as life.
Well, it was. Yeah, I didn't get that. The flag that I took off the poster of the door was like the size of the door. But in the one in Salt Lake is, I mean, I guess because it's two-story and it's a huge place, it's hanging from the top of the second story all the way down to the first story. It's huge. I'm like, that's crazy. You can't even fit that in your house. I don't know. It would be the size of a building. I don't know. But yeah, it was pretty rad. So the larger Harley stores will have those. And then the smaller ones have the mini ones.
Yeah.
So.
Well, congratulations
on
that. You know, I mean, I know you went... You went the three times, but you got the gig, you know?
Yeah. So that was pretty rad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Neat. So now I'm trying to, like, okay, I have this. I want to push off and try and find a new agent. So if anyone out there has any hookups, let me know.
You tired of your agent? How long have you had your agent?
A long time. They don't get me anything. I get everything myself, including this. So.
Really?
Yeah. So it's about time to... I mean, I kind of feel like if I can get this... I mean, my whole point was to get away from, like, extend stuff, you know?
Right.
And now that I got this, I'm you know, it shows a different light. It's more like... And a lot of the if you've seen the shots there, they went for the more all-American look.
Right.
That's what they're going for. They're going for more... I mean, it's very Abercrombie-ish or American, you know, Eagle or, you know, like, very young, hip, cool.
Right.
Like, that's what they were kind of going for. So... You know, now that I'm in the all-American type stuff, like, there's no reason I can't get other commercials or other things now. So I need a good commercial agent.
Yeah, that's true. It's a little different from Extends, you know.
Yeah, got to bank while the oven's hot, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
Well, good for you. I'm glad you're busy and you're able to find your own thing. And that's the thing, you know,
yeah.
People get agents and they just wait for it to happen. You know?
You can't.
No, you got to do your own thing. You
I
know?
Did it myself. Like this I found through InfoList, actually.
Mm.
When I found it through InfoList, then I saw that it was Kaplan Casting and I just applied to it. And yes, I went in three different times.
Yeah.
But yeah,
cool.
Thank God.
And it worked.
Yeah.
Well, they must feel you look like a Harley girl, you know, so that's
I'm a Harley
cool.
girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Brigetta, thanks so much. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.